This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. We're live Comerica Backyard here at the Globe. Rangers baseball back tonight here in Arlington. Great chance to come out and see them. Now, it is a sellout tonight. First 15,000 get Corey Seager bobbleheads, and it's Margaritaville of Friday night here with the Jimmy Buffett party scene and everything going down like that. But, you know, next week Jacob DeGrom's going to be pitching for the Texas Rangers, which is just exciting. And I think before too long, Kamar Rocker's going to be up here. You kidding me? You don't think Ray Davis is looking at that as an opportunity to get fans excited and make another, you know, 10 grand or something on a Friday night that's really important to him?
Yeah.
Mr. Penny Pincher himself.
10 grand.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like, I know you guys put a 50-inning limit on him and he could get injured. He's coming back from a shoulder and a Tommy John. But if I start him one more game here, it could really help my bottom line, you know? I'm trying to get to $5.13 billion. Before the end of this year. I've had too much time at 5.12. You know, we gotta grind out these extra tens of thousands of dollars wherever possible. You know, keep your eye on the prize, what's really important. Again, Ray, thanks so much for the World Series championship. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing in Simeon and Seager. Mm-hmm. But if that's all you needed to be satisfied, now you're like, well, hey, you know, the Mavs won a championship like 15 years ago and the fans still talk about it. I'm good for another 15 years. Barely making the playoffs. That sounds about right. If that's what you want to do, Ray, just sell the damn team, please. Okay? Because CY and Boach and, you know, I'll give some credit to JD as well, have put the pieces in place for this thing to be special for a long time. We shouldn't just settle for one. Let's go do it, okay? Luxury tax threshold. You kidding me? You see the Dodgers payroll? It's like $320 million. It's like $80 million more. They're like, yep, we're going to be paying the luxury tax here for the next 4 or 5 years, but that's the price of doing business.
Ray sees the Oakland A's coming into town. He's like, I like the way they do business over there. What do they got? Like,
yeah.
$50 million payroll.
Tell me about this Moneyball thing. You know, we just need to draft and develop better, guys. Always asking me to spend money. What do you think this is?
Did Billy Bean make the trip here today?
They're coming in here hot, too, fellas. They've been doing some winning over the last month.
They have been doing some winning.
But we have an anonymous agent survey that's fantastic from the world of the NFL. The segment's brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. You know, the agent's perspective, I think, is the one I'm most interested in when it comes to all this.
That was an incredible burp that you just snuck past.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Undetected?
The ability that you just, I mean.
It wasn't undetected.
What a balancing act.
You got the players, you got the anonymous GMs, but they got some sort of an axe to grind. You know, I think these agents are working so closely with all the different components involved, their perspective might be the best. On Jones ownership, anonymous agent, I don't think they want to win. I don't think they want to win above all. Wow. Jerry wants to turn profits and make headlines. I think the game has passed him by. I wonder how Jerry Jones would look at that. Boy, he's taking it from all angles, isn't he? Mm-hmm. You got Dak saying he lacks credibility. You got anonymous agents saying, you know, the game is passed you by, Jerry. What are you going to do to prove us wrong, brother? I mean, I'll tell you, it's sad that, you know, I'm a guy that did not play football, wasn't a co-captain of a national championship team like you were back in the day. You know, but the thing with Jerry is he left football for 20 years. He comes back in, and within, what, 3 years, he built a dynasty? That's because it's not that hard if you really, really want it. It's a copycat league, always has been. There's always been teams providing the blueprint. And he stepped up and said, oh, well, it's pro football, not that hard. Watch this. And he got it done to the tune of 3 championships in 4 years. Right. And now, all these years later, he has become so deluded by his drive and his distractions that a guy like me, who never played football, hell, definitely not in college, spent the first 15 years of my broadcast career working in an NBA market, talking Pac-10 football, barely even looking at the NFL other than in my own interests. And even I have a much better idea of what it takes to win a championship than Jerry Jones, the self-described best GM in football. So I think that's tough, Jerry, and I'm going to challenge you. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, he loves it. He feeds off of it. And it just makes him, I think, even more entrenched into where he's at. And it's not that he probably has extra motivation to prove everybody wrong, in a sense, but what's tangible that he's actually doing with that motivation that's different than what he's been doing this entire time, it'd be tough to really put your finger on anything. But when he starts this thing off, what does he do? He makes the most important hire, the head coach. And he freaking nailed it.
He did.
And then he decided that he wanted to be the guy that was more of the shot caller. And so now it's a different type of head coach that you're hiring. Mike McCarthy, no problem, man. Don't really need to look at the free agent stuff, player acquisition, whatever. You guys handle that. Surprise me with a 4th-round pick you just spent on a quarterback everybody thinks sucks. Okay, very good. No problem. I don't mind that because I'm Mike McCarthy, and that's okay. And I'm a guy that got lucky 1 year. I had one of the greatest quarterback talents ever. I won a Super Bowl with that. Cool. I'm the type of guy you want to hire, Jerry, because I'm going to stay out of your hair a little bit. Jimmy Johnson's like, no. I'm going to be doing something here. I'm the football guy. I'm going to find the quarterback. I'm going to build the roster, and we will hoist Lombardis together. And if you get back to that mindset, Jerry, then you can start the process of figuring it out. Get the coach right. You haven't done it since Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then we'll start worrying about the quarterback.
If he hires Belichick, are you guys going to slam him?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not slamming anybody for hiring the greatest football coach of all time. I'm not going to do that.
Dawson?
I think that's another potential for the game has passed him by.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know what the evidence was that Belichick can give you an edge after Brady left. Like, the
just
decisions
were bad. Look at his last 3 or 4 drafts.
But if he's going to be head coach, he's going to help you scout the opponent, and you're going to have a front office and a real offensive coordinator, I'd be excited about Belichick.
Has he ever hired a real offensive coordinator? I mean, we could talk about the guy.
McDaniels. Weiss.
Yeah, I think he had
nobody that's ever succeeded somewhere else.
Yeah, to me, football. You talk about Belichick, and you know the fact that he'll come in here and he'll want to work and stuff, and you know he'll be that part of it. But I think the Patriots made the right decision. Yeah. He was running the personnel department. The way that he ran the personnel department, their drafts were terrible. Their team's terrible. It's one of the worst teams. You know, when you look at right now, Elliott Wolf's dealing with a mess of an organization. So, you know, I'm kind of like in that situation right now where I don't know if I want Bill Belichick to come rolling in here.
That's totally fine. But it would show that Jerry's willing to acquiesce a little bit to a football person.
Parcells.
You know?
He did it with Parcells.
Best run franchise, Cowboys weren't in the top 10. It was mostly Chiefs, Niners, Eagles. Which is the most unstable franchise? Cowboys finished tied for 3rd in that one.
Got to be the Jets, right?
Yeah. Chief, you got that?
Yeah, unstable is going to be the Panthers, then the Raiders, then the Jets.
Yeah, okay, there we go, the Panthers. I totally forgot about the Panthers.
But they got as many votes. I mean, the Jets, Jaguars, Cowboys, and Cardinals all got the same amount of votes most unstable.
I don't think it's that bad. Carolina.
They're not unstable.
Who?
The Cowboys.
Oh. Yeah.
The Cowboys are not unstable.
No.
It's very stable. Almost, you'd argue, a little too stable with some of the same faces.
I think they're kicking Jerry in the nuts here on this thing.
I would use the word impotent instead of unstable.
Yeah.
Or maybe capped. I don't know. Which franchise had the best offseason? Commanders won that poll. They like the hire of Dan Quinn and the drafting of the quarterback. And, you know, obviously you move on from that owner that gives it a chance to have better leadership from the top.
Sure. I think that's really what it is. Just not having Dan Snyder there anymore is a huge, huge win.
Let me ask you this. should agents, and I'm not trying to defend Jerry Jones here, and I know it sounds like it, but should agents hate Jerry Jones for the fact that the amount of money from the contracts that they've done, that everything seems to be, yeah, they fight him, but at the end of the day, their players have seemed to have gotten the most value for their fight?
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm just asking, if you're an agent, you should kind of look at Jerry Jones as a, well, damn, I'm going to battle him, but he's going to give my guy more money.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to cheapskate me, but he's going to make me fight and fight and fight and fight. At the end, I'm going to get my contract.
Yeah, I don't think they dislike him. You know, I think he's a likable guy. Maybe you could be annoyed if you don't have any players that have been drafted by them, because he's not going to go, you know, make a compelling offer to your free agent coming in from another team.
I kind of look at the guys. I mean, I think CeeDee Lamb's agent's probably pretty happy with Jerry Jones right now. Yeah, he kind of kicked his ass the whole way, but he ultimately got what he wanted. Ezekiel Elliott, all these guys, that Zach Martin, he didn't have to extend Zach Martin. He extended Zach Martin. With the thing with Terrence Steele. Injured and stuff. My guy's hurt, and you're giving him more money.
Yeah.
As an agent, God dang.
This poll is more about, like, how good you are doing your job for your team. Yeah. I don't think there was a question, like, how easy are these guys to work with.
Right. They're
going to say that Howie Roseman is the best general manager. Mm-hmm. I think the guy in Kansas City is actually the best.
They
like Roseman a lot.
Best GM. Brett Veach won it with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Kansas City, right.
Roseman was second.
Okay, Roseman is second, though, but actually, how do you think about Philadelphia's team right now? What do you guys think about Philadelphia's team?
Borderline playoff team.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's the best general manager? So I don't trust any of these
agents.
He's
put you in the Super Bowl twice in the last 7 years.
I get it, but I'm just saying, though, I'm just asking you guys. I didn't. I just asked you both.
Yeah.
You both said,
well,
boy.
Now. But I believe that the best GMs are riding the teeter-totter. We're up a couple of years. We're much more down a couple of years.
Sure.
So I think, you know, the fact that the Eagles are the evils, I like that. That was unintentional. But the fact that they're mid this year, I think, is actually a sign that they're doing it right. But Brett Veach won it with the Chiefs. I mean, how could you not? Commanders won the poll of best offseason. Eagles came in fifth there, locking up Devontae Smith before the receiver market took off. They extended A.J. Brown as well, signed Saquon Barkley. I don't know. That's a lot of money for an injury-prone running back.
Mm.
They helped the defense with Vic Fangio. I don't know about that. First two picks on corners to help an older cornerback room. That was a pretty good draft they had, didn't they, Brian?
Yeah, the corner they got is a good player. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty.
Well, I do think you make a good point in regards to the way agents feel about the Cowboys, Dawson, in terms of, like, the outside free agents, though. Like, yeah, they pay their own, but how many guys feel like they've gotten a lowball offer from the Cowboys in free agency over the years?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, like, hey, Bobby Wagner, of course we'd love to have
you
at a league minimum. And he's like, go F yourself. Derrick Henry's like, man, I can't even get in a room with these guys. They want nothing to do with me or whatever. So just I do think there is some aspect of that. But again, as Dawson mentioned, I do think this is just more of like, hey, biases aside, how do you think they run their organization compared to all the other teams that you run with? It's not about did you get your guys paid with them. It's like, is the game of football passing Jerry by?
I'm asking this question. Is there a free agent out there that you wish they would have went and bought? Is there somebody in your mind that you're like, you know what, damn it, if they would have done this.
In this last
I'm just saying anytime.
Class?
Anytime. anytime. What? Give me the free agent that you guys, and I know that's an unfair question because you probably should have had a chance to research it a little bit.
Yeah, I would have to like.
But I just was curious. I'm as curious about that. And I wonder how that guy ended up. Was it somebody that they should have gone after, they didn't get him, or they didn't even try?
Probably Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. You know, they like to sit with just slightly above average quarterbacks when these Hall of Famers are coming available. You know, Peyton Manning took team championship. Tom Brady, team championship.
See, this is the thing. Okay, now this is where, you know, when you look at Peyton Manning, Dawson, damaged goods?
He was pretty dang good in Denver. Didn't he throw like 45, 50
touchdowns? But damaged goods? You mean the Super Bowl he won, they won with the defense, but he was a damaged player.
Yes, but he had a Hall of Fame mind and didn't screw it up, you know, even though he couldn't throw the ball 30 yards.
See, and I have a feeling if you and I were doing radio together, you would have kicked their ass for taking a damaged quarterback.
I don't think so.
No, you're good with this. You're good at saying, hey, I don't want the damaged player. I've done basketball shows with you. I've done baseball shows with you. And I guarantee you, and you would have
said. But that was one injury, you know.
You're consistent about it, though. You're consistent.
Injuries
you're like,
happen.
Don't give me the injured player.
I would take one injury Peyton Manning over five injury Tony Romo.
Yeah. Like the whole thing with Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Why do we want Max Scherzer here? Like everybody was.
I was more anti DeGrom.
And then, because
that's a track record, not just one injury that you're coming back
but
from.
That's what I'm saying.
The Colts moved on from
Peyton
Manning because Andrew Luck was staring them in the face. Yes, you're going to get eventually some injuries in sports, Brian, and I don't want the guy that is chronically injured.
Yeah.
But if the guy that's been healthy his whole career, Peyton Manning, like all those consecutive
neck
starts,
damage,
you get one injury.
Neck damage,
I'm
shoulder
sitting my
damage.
Guy here. He's got a broken back.
Yeah.
He's got a collarbone. Tony Romo was right and left, and they're like, no, we're sticking with our guy. Yeah. As these goats are moving teams, and they're like, no, we're sticking with our dudes. I mean, these are agents, Brian.
No, you know? I'm just saying, though, to me.
None of them are caping for Jerry Jones.
Well, but the deal is, though. The whole thing is these agents, and I said it earlier, these agents shouldn't be – they should be kissing Jerry's ass for the money that they're putting
that's
in their
why,
pocket.
That's why they're not, because they're anonymous. Yeah. They don't, they're unbiased about the money. They're just sharing honest
opinions. I wonder which agents
opinions.
They're talking to be honest with you.
I don't know. Do you think they're going to hire you? Like, as much as you've been defending them this week in the face of all of this? I mean,
no.
Why are you doing this, Brian?
No.
Why do you continue to defend a three-decade run of crap?
I think we have to be fair about it. That's all I'm doing. That's all. I mean, I understand. I've been – hey, the last time they won a Super Bowl, I won one the year after. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
But
it was like 5 years after the Cowboys won their last.
I wonder, though, about some of these agents. That's all. I'm just bringing it up. That's all.
Okay. Well, we do have Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where would you like to take the conversation?
Yeah, I got a survey I'm going to run through with my guys. We'll do that next. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.